Okay, we're on Daf. Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the new Perek. So, as we've mentioned, this is just one big long Seder, going through the Seder of Yom Kippur. We've spoken about the Avodah which was done Bifnim. We spoke about the Keteris. We spoke about the Hazayis Bifnim, and the Hazayis Pachutz, and the Pareches, and the Matan Damim, which was done on the Mizbeach Hazav. And now we speak about the Shnei Seirim. So Shnei Seirim Yom Kippur, Mitzvos and Shiyu Shnei Mishavin Bemara Ubekema Ubedamim Ubeliki Chasan Keachot. So one is supposed to make sure that they are, or one should try, I should say, to make sure that they look the same, they're the same height, they cost the same amount of money, and they were purchased at once, at the same time. The Avo Bisha Ein Shavin Kisherin. So this is a Din Lechatchila. But b'di'evid, if they don't look the same, if they're not the same height, if they don't, they're not the same price, and they weren't purchased at the same time, they are ksherim. Lakach echad hayim ve'echad lamachar ksherim. Meaning legabe the din of likichas and ke'echad b'di'evid. If one was bought today, one was bought tomorrow, it is kasher. Meis echad mehem. So maybe even before we see the next piece of the Mishnah. So we're saying that ideally they should look the same, same height, same value, and so on. There's an interesting deal in the Rishonim over here. We'll just look at the Tzitzis Rishonim. It's on the next page. In my it's an interesting kasha. Other Rishonim has this kasha also. He says, "Va'apul gav the amr v'peret ben seirer umera de ben seirer umera loy hayav loy asid liyais mishum dechsev b'benenu zeh the beginning shu avi v'imay shavin b'marel b'kayma zeh yav shal liyais." So asks the Tzitzis Yeshanim, just like we find that by people that it's an impossibility that they can look the same. So the Tzitzis Yeshanim seems to understand. So how the animals can look the same? So he says, "Avi gavi b'hema." Mia Yachalias Yaiser. Right? It is possible. Vavapi Shain Mamish Demes Zula Zu. Termina Biashami Tafila Chita Aina Dema Chaveta. Even a wheat kernel looks different to the other one. Mikoma can be in Shiu Shavin Bamara Bakema Komashi Yuchlu. So, Lamaisa was saying a distinction between human beings and animals. Human beings do not look alike. We know that the Gemara says, "Kashim shapait sufeim in and shoven." So to the dais and not shoven. But when it comes to animals, animals can look alike. The Sfasemis says another yishuv over here to this kasha, and he says that it could be if the animals are twins, then they look the same. You're not going to have that mitzias by Ben Siramira, so it wouldn't be relevant. But by here, he says it could be that they're twins. He also, in the next piece, he says, "Liki chasim ke'echad." He says, "Kegin shalakhan mi adam echad biyachad." The purchase was done from one man at the same time. Oy mishnei bnei adam was done from two different people. Kegin shasu shneiem shliach lekabel hamois. They made a shliach to accept the money at the same time. And we know when it comes to yani hektish, so we say that mois is koines. Fine, I'll go upon him. There's a din, as we're going to see, this is a din lechatchila. The Mishnah really says, it's a din lechatchila. B'di'evit, it is okay. Now, meis echad mehem. So you've got your two seirim, you've got your two goats, and one of them dies. Meis echad mehem. So we say the following: im ad shalei higril. If this was pre-hagrala, so you have yet to determine and establish and be kira, you are Lashem, you are Lazazel. Imagelay Higril, so there's no real dinim and chalei shame on either one. So imagelay Higril, mace, yikach, zug l'sheni. You just take a partner for the other one, no problem. Whereas v'im mishi Higril, mace, but if it took place after the hagrala, yavi zug acher, you bring another pair, v'yagril aleihem b'tchila, and you do a new hagrala. And you say, im shal shemes, if the one which was already decided, the one which had a chalei shem of being the seir l'Hashem, that one was the one which died, then ezeh sha'ala alav hagerel, L'shem yiskayim tachtov. V'em shalazozol meis, v'zeh sha'alalav hagera l'azozol yiskayim tachtov. So, we had two serum. Let's say the azazel died first. So you do agrola, and then the one which is l'azazel, you say, this will be the one for l'azazel, and so on. Now, l'maisi, you have three serum over here. So again, let's give the example, like the one of l'azazel died. So now you bring the other pair, your magrel, and you have a new one, which is l'azazel, and then you've got two other ones, which were l'shem. So what do you do with that? The hasheni.
Say on this new one, Hashem Chatzos, again.
I'm sorry?
Did the Kohen Gadol, when he did this Hagrola, say Hashem Chatzos when he drew the girl for the second one? Because he doesn't need the Chatzos.
Well,
Hashem Hashem unnecessarily is what I'm saying.
I understand. You're saying in the event that the Azazel was the one which died, and you still have one left over. So it's a little bit relevant to this next line. Let's just see this, and we'll have to kind of wait till we get to Samach Dalad. But it says, Vahasheni, and the other one, and this is going to be Machlik's Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and which Sheni? You've got two Lashems still alive. Vahasheni, Yirad Shiestaya, Vyamach Aviplu Dama Vanadava. So the other one, it grazes, and one of them is going to be used Lashem, and the other one, the Sheni, it will graze until it develops a mum, and then it will be sold as a nedava shein chatas tzibur mesa. Unlike the din of chamish chatas lemisa azla, but there's no din of chatas tzibur mesa and so on. And as we said, what's going to be a machlek is later on as to which is the one which will be hukrav lashem and which is the one which will graze. That's going to be a machlek is Rav Rabbi Yechon. We'll see later on.
Could you explain again what happens when one of them dies after the
Hagrola?
What are they?
There are
two new ones?
Yeah. So if, let's say the one Lazazel dies after the Hagrola, so this was called the Azazel, then you bring two other ones and your Magrel. So let's say this is the one which is Lazazel, so this is going to be now the new one Lazazel, and now I'm left with this one which was Lashem, and then the new one which is also Lashem. So you've got two of them which is Lashem. So one of them will be hukrav, and the other one grazes out in the field. What is the one which is offered, and what is the other one which is not offered? That's going to be a machlekes later on in the Gemara, as to which is the one which is hukrav, and which is the one which will graze. We'll see later on in the Samach Dalad, a machlekes about that. Whereas if it's before the Hagrol, and it has yet to be chal on these two se'irim, a name, so then you just bring another one, and you just keep going. Good. So the Tanagama said, "She'ein chatas tzibur meisa." Yehuda Eimer, no, Thomas. We do see Thomas. We don't say. We'll see why. Why is it that Yehuda disagrees? I mean, isn't it true that with this concept of "ein chatas tzibur meisa," Yehuda disagrees? We'll see what is exactly the machlekes. We'll see. V'adam Rabbi Yehuda nishpach hadam. If the dam spills. So, in other words, if the dam of the Siril Hashem is spilt, Yomus HaMishtalech, Rashi says, bottom line, V'yavi Shnayim, V'yagril Aleim B'tchila. So, if there has been a problem in the Siril Hashem, that invalidates and cancels out the whole thing, the Siril HaMishtalech will be mace, and you'll start again. Before it gets thrown off the cliff, yishav chadam. Also, the dam is spilt. You have to start again, and we'll see. Fine. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabban. The Vazik says yikach shnei seiri izim. What does the Vazik say? Umeis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seiri izim v'chatas v'ayalechad la'ayla. So says the Braisa, miut si'irei shnayim. If it would have just said, take si'irei izim, I would have known that you're going to be taking two. Because tafasta merubah le tafasta. So that would have meant two by definition. Miut si'irei shnayim ma tamad lemer. So shnei, so why does it say shnei? Sheyu shneim shavin. It's coming to teach me that it is shneim shavin. They're supposed to look the same. So minayin afabi she'ein shneim shavin kisherin. How do I know even if they're not shavin bidyevit it's okay? Talmud Leimer sa'ir sa'ir riba. Because we have these extra words. We have one pasuk which says v'hikrav aron es hasa'ir asha'alalav agerol. And then it says v'hasa'ir asha'alalav agerol. So because we have these extra words sa'ir sa'ir, it's coming to be marbed bidyevit it's okay. So, frag the Gemara, one second. Taima the Rabbi Rachmana. The only reason why it's okay b'di'evit is because of these words sayer sayer, because of the ribui. Taima the Rabbi Rachmana. Olei Rabbi Rachmana have a mean of psulim. I would say if they're not, if they don't look exactly the same, it's possible. Ikuva minalan. Where is the shanalavakas of la'akev, which would say that it's going to be possible b'di'evit? And as you've mentioned many times, unless there's a shanal v'kasula akiv, it's going to be kosher b'di'evit. Now, Rashi points out that, one second, but doesn't it say the word chukah in the Avodah of Yom Kippur? And isn't chukah similar to shanal v'kasula akiv, that it must be done this way? So you look at Rashi, it says, top line, imi shum d'chsiva chukah, no, habein l'reb yudha bein l'reb nechem yalek siva chukah ela al dvarim shehein minu avoida, aval loy al halakicha she mitmol shilshem. So as far as that, as far as the lakicha which was done to the lakicha that it must be the exact same, the animals should look the same height, same value, and so on. Regarding that, we cannot apply and extend the din chukah. So therefore, frag the Gemara, why are you telling me that the only reason that I know b'divet it's okay is because of the ribuy of sayer sayer? Where is the shan lavakas of la'akev? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Shnei ksiv. It says the word shnei three times. Meaning it says the word shnei in the first pasuk, okay? And then it says a couple more times. It says it a couple more times. So it is shan lavakas of la'akev. In fact, it says it three times. So therefore, I most definitely would say that it would be ma'akev. Hence the necessity to say the words, sayer, sayer, to tell me that it's not ma'ak. So now, we have an interesting thing. On the one hand, it says, shnei, 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 it's got to be exactly the same. Oh, but sayer, sayer, it doesn't have to be the same. So sayer, sayer is ma'ak, but it doesn't. So then, what role the shnei, shnei, shnei is doing? So what am I going to do with that? The hashtag, the Rabbi Rachmana, sayer, sayer, shnei, 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 lonely. So what, in fact, are these shneis doing? Otherwise, we would say, don't tell me, sorry, sorry, don't tell me shnei shnei, what do you need to have both? So, shnei 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 lomali. So we say, chad is lamara, chad is lakema, and chad is ladamim. Or some of the gears, chad lamara, chad is lamara lakema, chad is ladamim, and chad is lakichasen ka'achas. So it's coming to tell me that there's a din lechatchila. There is a din lechatchila that they should be shnei. They should be the shnei mitzad their physical appearance and their height, and they should be shnei mitzad their damim, and they should be shnei mitzad lekichas and keachas. So that's what these shnei shneis are telling me. But I've got the ribuyim to tell me that it's not ma'akiv. Good. So that was the that is what it says by. In reference to the Seirah. The Gemara is going to do the exact same thing for a few other Dine Terah. It says, Shnei Kvasim. Sorry, I skipped a little bit. Tanya Lamiyachi, Gabi Kivsei Mitzayra. We have a very similar structure in reference to the Kivsei Mitzayra. The Kvasim, which a Mitzayra needs to bring. It says, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. Miut kvasim ishnayim. Ma tamadayim ishnei. So what does it mean to say shnei? Shu shneim shavim. They need to look the same. Omenayin sha'avavi she'in shneim shavim. Then it's ksherin. Tamadayim keves keves riba. Frank the Gemara taima the Rabbi Rachmana. Allah your Rabbi Rachmana have a mina psulin. Ikuva minalan. Same question. Why do I need these ribuyim if I have yet to show you and present a second pasuk to show that it is liyikuva? Sakadai de Ramina, tiyeh. Because it says in the parasha of the Kivsei Metzera, it says, Tiyah. What does it say? Zois Tiyah Toiras HaMetzera B'yim Taharasai V'huva El HaKoyin. We know Tiyah is a lashon of, it should be like this. This is the way it should be. This is its Havaya, this is its Metzias. So being that it says Tiyah, so I would say that it must be this specific way. That's why I need these ribuyim to tell me, keves keves, that it doesn't need to be exactly the same. The hashta, the Rabbi Rachmana, keves keves, satiya lomali. So if it does say keves keves, the tummy doesn't need to be the same. So what is tia coming to tell me? That we say, l'shar havayasi shol metzera, to tell me other dinim of metzera, eitz erez and shni silas and so on, other things, it must be this way, but they don't need to look exactly the same. So it's coming out that there is a din l'chatchila by kivsi metzera that they should look the same. But the Eved, if it's difficult, they don't need to. So it's quite interesting. It's coming out in a lot of these parshas. The animals need to look the same. So it's quite interesting. They're going to have to every time try with all of these types of things. You're going to see by other examples also, the animals are supposed to look the same. Good. V'tanya namiyachi gavi mitzay raki agavna. It says tzipurim. Mit tzipurim is shnayim. So ma tamalim is shtei. Why does it need to say shtei? Shiyu shtei and shavais. Again, the birds need to look the same. Uminai and shavavi shein and shavais. It's ksheiros, but the evidence okay. Tamalim red super super riba. Fight the gemara time of the Rabbi Rachmana halay Rabbi Rachmana psulais ikuba minolan. Where is the shalom because of the akiv sakatet achmina tiyaksiv? It says the word tiyah. Hasid the Rabbi Rahman at Tzipor Tia Lamali. What is Tia coming to teach? Lashar Aviyasi Shal Metzera. Other dinim of Metzera, it must be the same. Fine, so we've said it so far. Gabi three dinim. Frank the Gemara Yachi Gabi Tamid Nami. By the carbon Talmud, are we going to say the same thing? Nami Neima, let's say. It says Kavasim. Mid Kavasim is Shnayim. Ma Talmud Lema Shnayim. Why does it say Shnayim? What does it say? V'zeh ashetase al mizbeach kivasim b'nei shana Shnayim layoyim tamid. Shnayim, I mentioned Shnayim. It says the word kivasim. Why does it need to say the word Shnayim? Atam adam Shnayim, shu Shnayim shavin. Ubinayin, shavabishin, Shnayim shavin. Then it's ksheirin. Tamalaymer, kevis, kevis, riba. But is that actually true? Is there such a din? Ula mitzvah hachanami debayinen. Is it true that there's even a din l'chatchila? And that would be quite imposing. That every single carbon tamid, right, that the tamid shal shach and the tamid shal bin abam, every single day of the year need to look the same. It's, that's potentially quite difficult. Is there such a din, ula mitzvah hachanami debayinen? That is the way Rashi learns the question. For like a rash, about 7-8 lines down. Lemitzvah chanami debinin shiu shneim shavin v'halei loy shaninu zayis eitzel tmidin. We haven't learned this by tmidin. So is there such a din? Says Igma, you're right. There is no such din. Ahomi boyle taka for something else. We use it for something else. Lecha detanya. Shnayim layoim. What's pshat in shnayim layoim? We darshan keneged hayoim. When you bring the Talmud Shel Shachar. And when you bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, it's keneged hayoyim. What does that mean? She says keneged hayoyim means keneged zrichas hashemesh. It'll be opposite the place where the sun is zireach from. What we're going to see is, by the Talmud Shel Shachar, it was shechted in, it's an oila, so it's got to be shechted in the north of the Mizbeach. But the Talmud Shel Shachar is going to be shechted keneged. It's going to be opposite the Zrichas HaShemesh. The sun rises in the east, so you're going to shecht in the west, in the northwest. And in the Bein Arba'im, you're going to shecht in the northeast. Exactly the opposite of the Zrichas HaShemesh. The Miri says, and the Malbim is Marchiv on this, I mean, it says it's exactly the opposite of the Avdei Avedis Avedis Kechavim Umazalis. That they were that the Avdei Avedis used to serve the sun. So they would go. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Malchim Mizrach Umarev, they would go and they would bow down in the direction of the sun in the east and so on. So we do it in the opposite direction. We do it in the west in the morning, and in the afternoon we do it in the east. So that's what we use it for Lechtetanya. Shnayim layoim kineged hayoim. Says the Gemara, Ata aimer kineged hayoim, einai ela chayves hayoim. Maybe it's to tell me that one in the morning, one in the evening. Maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. No, kishu aimer es hakeves echad, tasa vabaykev, eis hakeves hashini, tasa bein arbaim, harei chayves hayoim omars. I already know from there the obligation of chayves hayoim. Omani mekayim shnayim layoim. It's coming to tell me Kineged Hayoim. What does that mean? Kate said, Tomishal Shachar Hayin Nishchat Al Keren Sveinis Maravis. It will be Nishchat on the northwest. Al Tabashnia. On the second ring. Right? There were 24 Tabois, which corresponded to the 24 Mishmarais. So it would be done on the second ring. The Shalbin Abayim Hayin Nishchat Al Keren Mizrachis Sveinis. On the northeastern side. Al Tabas Shnia, on the second ring. Rashi, let's just see a couple of Rashis over here. If you look at Rashi, Al Keren Maravis Tzvainis, the northwestern side by the Tamishal Shachar, Shal Mizbech Shashemish Ba Min Amizrach, Lathikach Meishchai Ashechet Letzad Marev, Lahachikai Min Kais Lahamizrach, Bechol Yecheles, and so on. If you look at the next Rashi, Al Tabas Shnia, on the second ring, Rashi says, "Leibet Abashi Eitz LaMizbech." I mean, it's on, in the morning, it's in the northwest, but you don't do the ring, which is literally adjacent to the Mizbech. Ela B'Shnia La Hamashucha LeTzad Safin, a little bit further to the north. Upenei Hashech of the Tzavra Behema Balachsin LeTzad Mizrachis Tzvainis Shemisham Hashemesh Ba Shachris. The time of the Tabas Shnia Lo Yodana. Says Rashi, why the second ring? I'm not sure. Vani shamati kedei shetei harishoina misayasai lehei achiz ba ragli habehema sholei tehapich. So this way, you're able to use the first tabas, meaning you want it to be on the northwest. So why not have on the ring which is closest? Because I want to have the animal's legs also inside one of the rings. And therefore, if you have the second one, and you're able to use and incorporate the first ring and the second ring. Fine. Exactly. Now, says the Gemara, Musafin Shul Shabbos, Vada Yitzriach and Shushneim Shavin. When it comes to the Korban Musaf, there they definitely do need to be Shavin. So what that sounds like, they must be Shavin, and it's Likuba. If you look at Rashi says, Musafin Shul Shabbos, Shneir b'vehem shnei kvasim. So once again, we'd have the same discussion. Vaday shnayim shavim leikuva. Midalei hader kasev behu echad echad lerabbis. Ava b'yish einen shavim lahachshir. Kach shamati. And that really is the mashmos of the brayso. Musaf and shal shabbos vaday shu shnayim shavim. They have to be the same. That's what Rashi says, Kach Shemati, and it's from the fact that the Gemara doesn't tell us that there's some ribuy to tell me otherwise. But Rashi says, the Kashali, Ikuva Minolan. But at the end of the day, that's all good and well to say that, but where is the Pasuk, which is Shon Lava Kosev, to tell me that the Musaf of every single Shabbos, those Kvasim, they need to be exactly the same? Where is the Shon Lava Kosev, the Akiv? So if Rashi says, different gears. The near of Einai Dahachi Garis, Musaf and Vada Yishnayim LeMitzvah, meaning Mitzvah Samliyei Shavim, and so on. The Rashi comes out that even though the Gemara's argues is Musaf and Shavim Vada Yishnayim Shneim Shavim, Rashi says it's also only a din lechatchila. But again, that means every single Shabbos we need to get two which look the same. Good. Ten Rabbanan. Fascinating din. You have these shnei si'irim, and you shechted them chutz la'azara. Now we know chutz la'azara, shchuti chutz. We also know that the din of shchuti chutz is an animal which is a roi lepnim, which was nishchat b'chutz, that is the isur shchuti chutz. If it's something which is not roi lepnim, and you shechted outside, there's no kares, there's no isur d'oraisa shchuti chutz. Now, one sawyer is Lashem, one is Lazazel. So, you know, one of them is not going inside. So nevertheless, says the Brisa, Shnei Seiri Yom Kippurim Sheshach Tamachutz, actually Yigril Aleihen, therefore either one of them could be the one which is chosen Lashem, actually Yigril Aleihen Chayiv Al Shneim, Chayiv Shchuti Chutz for both of them. Which is a paradigm thing, like, why are you mechuyev for both of them? Chayiv al shneim, mishehigril aleihen, chayiv al shel shem, upater al shel azazel. In fact, the Gemara, what does this mean? Adishlei higril aleihem chayiv al shneim, lemai chazu. What are they chazu? What are they chazu? And that, says the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, Hoyel v'roi l'soyer ha'nase b'chutz. Being that this could be used in a subsequent avoida b'yayim, it could be used for the regular soyer, which is hukrav on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So let's see a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, about 10 lines before the lines become wide, Chayiv al shneim mishum shchuti chutz. Rakaman parech. Kedem agron l'may chazu b'fnim. Tekeven d'le chazu amay chayiv. Haroi l'pesach oyel mayid bo'inan. The chayiv of shchuti chutz is only called kama that it's a roi l'pesach. Tekhsev b'shchuti chutz ve'el pesach oyel mayid lo yeviu. It's got to be an animal which could have, should have been brought inside. We said once you're kiveya shemais, then patal shel azazel. We said it's roi l'soyer anase b'chutz. So Rashi kol echad hayroi l'akrivay l'chatas hamusaf shal yom kippurim. And more about Pashas Pinchas. So yes, we've been discussing so far the avodas yom kippurim as per Pashas Achrimais, but let's not forget about the carbon musaf of yom kippur. So yes, you could in theory use these for the musafim. So hoyel v'roi l'soyer anase b'chutz. Now, frag the Gemara, omayishna l'soyer anase b'fnim d'loi d'v'chutz agrola. So what's the reason why it's not roi to be used in the soyer anase b'fnim? Because it's lacking agrola. So by the same token, L'sar hanas b'chutz nami lechazi demchasri avodas hayom. How could you possibly, if you shecht these early, very early in the day, before all the various avodas have been done, so you've got to do, you know, the par bifnim and the sar bifnim and all the various matan damim on the pareches and the mizbeach hazav and so on. And you tell me these could be roi for the musaf, which is going to come well after everything. But it's also mechusa. You are lacking that you haven't done all of the stages beforehand. Says the Gemara, an important klal, k'sav rav chizda, ein mechusa zman l'bay bayayim. There's a big difference. Meaning to say that this one, I'm going to be chayiv for Sir Lashem, when I'm lacking hagrola, that's a problem. I haven't done hagrola on these animals. But these animals, which could be used for the carbon musaf, I just need to wait until this animal is brought, but it's not a problem in this animal as such. This animal can be used. I don't need to do anything else to this animal. If it's a question of this animal being used bifnim, and I haven't done the hagrola on this animal, okay, that's lacking something. But if the only thing which this animal is lacking is just be makar this animal and be makar this animal, and then you can use this animal, that is not considered to be a chisarn in Maisa. Says of Chizda, Ein machus zman l'bay bayim. If you look at Rashi, two lines down, Rashi says, Ein machus zman l'bay bayim, le'inyin si'ir achitzin, Ein kan chisarn Maisa v'gufay. This ram, this goat, can be used. There's no chisaron in its guf, ela chisaron zman. Shadayin lehigia zman hamusafin, because I need to be makar of other ones. Vizman haroi lebebayoyim, ein ze chisaron zman. I mean, this is a carbon which could be a hukruf today. Just happens to be that there's a seder kadima, has to be a makar of other carbonas. That's not considered to be a chisaron. Aval hagrola, avagav delav maisa v'guf on here, you're not actually changing the animal as such. Da'amar and alias geral mitech kalpi hi makevis, aval hanacha, you don't have to place it on the animal's head. That is not ma'akiv. So there's no maisa on its guf as such. Afilachi hoilu mitzvah ha'amura behen hi. You have to take this animal and you need to do a hagrala with these animals. That is considered to be a mechus ha'maisa. So if it's just lacking in time, then it's not considered to be a chisaron. And therefore, that's the reason why you could be chayiv on these, because you could be using them in the musafin. That is the dinner of chizda k'sav v'chizda, ein mechus ha'zman l'bay bayayim. I just see one more line. Amar Ravina hashed the Amar of Chizda, mechus hagrala, ke mechus ma'isa dami. So if you're telling me when an action, somewhat of an action, needs to take place, that is considered to be a chisaron, and mechus hagrala is considered to be mechus ma'isa. Ha da Amar of Yudam Shmuel shlamim sheshachtan, kodem sheniftechu dalvsei sahechel psulin. If you shechted the carbon shlamim before you opened up the dloses of the hechel, then those shlamim are psulin. Shenemar v'shachtu pesach oihel moed, and we dash in bizman shu pasuach, v'loi bizman shu no. And therefore, that's the reason why the shlamim, which would be nishchat beforehand, are pasul. So shachtan b'chutz. So therefore, if you shechted these shlamim outside the azara, but you did it early in the morning, you did it before the dloses of the hechel were niftach, you will be potter. My time is mechus psicha ke mechus ma'isa dami. Because we will say that the mechus psicha, the lack of psichas hadloses, is considered to be a mechus ma'isa. If it's considered to be a mechus ma'isa, then it's not yet roya. And as we said, the whole din of shechut chutz is only called kama, that it's roya to go bivnim. Rashi says, bottom line, hada meshmul u mechus psicha ke mechus ma'isa dami, avagav dalav ma'isa begufan shel shlamim. Who once again Rashi needs to speak out. You're not doing anything to the animal. Being that it was said in reference to them, therefore it is kemaisa begufan. It's considered to be kemaisa begufan dami. We'll end over here. Just interesting to mention, there's a famous discussion as to whether one can be makrif karbonis bizman hazeh. And already, in the times of the Rishonim, Rabbi Chiel miParis wanted to come to be makrif karbonis. And there was a big discussion, and in later generations, and the Kaf Tevah Ferach speaks about this, but one of the cheshbonos, one of the tzadim to say that you shouldn't, is because isn't there a din that you need the dloses of the hechel to be niftach at the time when you're makriv? And therefore, how could you go ahead and be makriv the carbon when we don't have anything? I mean, maybe you want to tell me that the makam that has, the kedusha's makam remains, because kitchel ashayit and kitchel asad lavei, but at kama there's a din that you need to have the glosses open, and we don't have these glosses. That's perhaps another consideration to say why you're not allowed to be makriv bizman hazeh. I think that's the reason. It's based on that the Chofetz Chaim Paskins, he's kind of nachis into this whole discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim, and he says based on the Gemara in Yuma, it's another reason to say why you're not allowed to be makriv bizman hazeh, because we don't have the glosses to be open. Okay, let's go, everyone.